Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Moose-Keem, and I'm coming on for Motivation Monday. All right, here you find me on Monday in September. What is today? September 18th, 19th. Yeah, see, the energy is moving in so many different ways because every Monday we need some motivation, but every Monday we're really trying to figure out what are the multitudes of things that we need to tackle for the year. Or not even just a year, I'm sorry, for the month. See, I'm getting so far ahead because that is why I titled it. It is not because of that, but precisely when we think about, when we give time, get clear, and get ahead, that is where I'm going to take us today. I hope to provide some insight for anybody, all of those across the globe, whoever really wants some motivation, but most of all, empowerment. I am here for it. That's what I love to do. So before I even go over these eight key insights to help motivate us and help us to really get clear in order to get ahead on our pathway, I want to remind us, in order to think about, in order to change, in order to magnify, really expand your work, what you do, where you give your energy, you've got to learn yourself and how you work. That is really a lifelong evolution. There isn't one app, one pin, one who knows. There is no one thing that can really induce that. It is really your living, your learning, and how you thrive. And you begin to take note of the lessons and the learning of who you are and how you do what you do. Because when you learn yourself and how you do what you do, then you can hopefully activate even more to do even more of what you want to do. So I hope you're hearing me, all those out there. Again, it's Motivation Monday. I am Dr. Moose-Keem coming on to activate, to get us to all activate and really hear me. Look, let's get clear so that we can get ahead. I'm all about activation. I'm all about being far ahead, but also understanding the moments that are right here. And this is the moment right now for you to gain some insight. So where we want to start, or where I want to start, by inviting you to see more and your potential is, think about creating, if you haven't already, the most beneficial thing on my pathway has been creating autopilots wherever that I can. Where and how can things be moving, perhaps while I'm sleeping? What are the things that all I have to do is just show up? Now, only you and your life can you know what that can look like. But if and when we make time to think about how can one create an autopilot system, give time to it so that way your flow and what you are giving to the world, you can find ease and a steadiness. So, for example, I'm now at the place in the semester, I teach college and I'm teaching this fall, but every year, now for the past 15 years, I know when I hit that autopilot, oh, it's going to get a lot easier. That means for the first month, first couple weeks, I'm sort of the one who some students may say she's entertaining, and then others, oh, she's taking us deep. I don't lecture. However, what I do is to get the nuggets going so we can begin to go deeper in the learning. That said, now I am sharing the wheel, sharing the mic where the students. Now, in order for them to find their voice, then it is sharing the mic. So for me, that means having discussion leaders who therein are a part of leading the conversation, just like I have been over the past month. So that's just a small example, but what I encourage you to think about, where and how can you get to your autopilot? Maybe that means you recognize that every Thursday you punch out like 10 pages. Maybe every Thursday you should be sitting down to continue in that place of expansion. So again, as we move forward, we have to look at ourselves. How do we operate? What is the operational system through what we do? But in the first insight, I'm encouraging us to truly think about creating an autopilot somewhere or also in varying aspects of your life and your career. All right, on to the second point. This century, this decade, and I'll say it, this year should be a reminder to us about balance And I feel like, yeah, now that word is trending, work-life balance. And that's important. But the one thing that I don't hear enough about is really thinking about the question, how do you sustain? How do you sustain the energy? Okay, I wanted to pause on that so we can begin to think about, if right now you begin to take stock of how you've been doing what you do, and if it's working and you're productive beyond belief, then, hey, you know that it's going to ebb and flow. But in order to keep that flow going, what will it take? Now, on the flip side, we all need to think, hold on now, is this sustainable? Really? You're expecting me to be world class and do everything and never get sleep? Hold on now, that's not sustainable. So you got to think about in your world of yourself and perhaps the expectations that others will have of you, hope of you, and damn well demand of you, you got to think about how can we ignite endurance in this? How do we keep this flow going? How do we keep the productivity rolling? And then, whoa, hold on now. Where and how can I find the balance so that way I don't implode? And then the energy just, whoa, I can't do it, I'm tired. And that will happen. So, first insight, I was reminding us, create an autopilot. Second, I'm saying, give time and think about the sustainability of energy that you are giving to the world, to your work and whatever passionate ways. Because 10 years from now, do you think that energy is going to stay the same? Would you like for it to stay the same? Or how would you like for that to be different? That really should be important as you continue to give more, move more on the pathway, and then as the world begins to see more and ask for more, you want to know how can you work within those realms. So, third insight, I will admit, I'm addicted to productivity. However, there are times when I'm just, whoa, okay, I'm in a different place in my life. So lately I have been thinking about not only how can I double my output, but how can I quadruple it? That's a whole other higher level that when we're ready, that means when you're ready to do the work, to put in the time, to not be places where other people are, but be willing to have a sustained focus and a follow through that is enduring, then it can and will lead to magnified outputs. But before I even got on the phone to come on and empower you all, I have already mapped out 6 or 7 things that normally I really would have done one day at a time. And that was because I began to think about what days do I tend to be able to process information in a very expedited way that then can quadruple my output. Maybe that is really learning time management. How can you manipulate time to help you to do more? I know I might be thinking a little bit out there, but hey, it is possible. I do it all the time. Oftentimes people don't even really ask, how do I do what I do? Because we all have 24 hours. However, I operate with a whole other energy because I'm trying to do more yet not have to give all the energy. So it has required a smarter outlook at myself and how I give to the world, i.e. how I produce and the output. So again, I feel like it's getting a little deep, but I relook, if productivity matters, then why, there's doubling, there's tripling, let's get with quadrupling, and then we can even go even further. Now, through this, what is interconnected is the fourth point that I want to highlight, which is no matter what century you were born, no matter what decade you were born, we all should stay attuned to the tools of the future. But more importantly, thinking about the tools of the future that can help quadruple the output. So I want to share with you, I have a whole new perspective on that through one tool that has always been the future, that has always been there, but it is another version this century and decade that I'm seeing. Let me tell you, audio writing is where it is at. If you begin to embrace the expedited way of producing just by talking, then all of a sudden you could double or quadruple your output. So all of a sudden I'm preparing to go and sit and devote 12 hours. Yeah, right. Of course, I have good intentions for that. I'm going to go hold it down at the coffee shop, you know, let all the juices and all the brain nuggets flow and all this sort of stuff. But then I decided, you know what, let me just sort of, let's hit the mic for a moment. And next thing you know, 15 minutes later, I was between three papers. Like, whoa, now this is where it's at. So whether you use Google, whatever software that you can get access to, what may be labeled voice typing, I think it sounds really cool to say audio writing, whatever. You basically talk the writing that you are producing. It helps my brain to flow, and I'm able to, all of a sudden I have more time. See, all of this is interconnected, as I'm not only coming on to motivate, but to get us all clear and to help us all get ahead. So again, we've gone over 4 points. Create your autopilot, think about sustainability of energy. Hey, here's the real question. How can you quadruple your output and stay attuned to the tools of the future? Whatever that may be, but today I wanted to invite you to think about, rethink, also go back to, fully give a big hug and embrace audio writing. Next, fifth point, fifth insight. You've got to see the landscapes of what's ahead. You got to see where can the productivity be and where will the productivity be expected. That is going to require, as you heard me sort of accidentally slip up and say, ooh, the year. Yeah, it will require you to think about the year and the month and the week ahead. I know when I wake up, even this morning, I saw the full calendar. Woo, got to do this, got to do that, got to be here, got to be there. And then, and through it, I have been able to figure out where and how can I be productive. All right, I know on teaching days the energy is completely different. And, hey, I may crash after. Who knows? Just depends. But then on these research days or on the days of committees and all the other expectations that in my world of the collegiate and university, there are many landscapes of productivity that are expected. The brain is constantly supposed to be moving and producing and never stop. However, you got to see, all right, where do I have to be this week? Where do I need to be today? And where and how does my brain and my energy and my overall well-being, where and how do I need to show up? So that's important because then we can take stock and know how we really want to move our energy for that particular week. Again, early on, I was telling you, it's an evolving process that we come here to really learn ourselves and in order to maximize our productivity, to really get ahead and get clear, it all is contingent upon you looking at yourself, your patterns, your habits, maybe shifting the needle in how you work, how you do what you do. So moving on to the sixth insight, this one is not easy for me, but I cannot convey it in its deepest way. But now, to say, we just kind of have to accept and be all right with this thing called human limits. Because I am one who is driven by, I want to maximize my productivity. I want to really be on it. I want to be ahead. I want to, I just want to keep going. And then I forget, there's only 24 hours. I do sometimes wish there were 30, but then that would be even more, it'd just be a whole lot going on in the world. So when we can take heed of our limits, how far we can go into exhaustion does come in, then we may be able to counter the overpromising. Oh, I could do that. I'll totally do that. It's already done. We could slow down on that. We could begin to work within our reality of what we're capable of, also based on our energy. And push back against where I definitely see a lot of people. We all have the tendency to overpromise, We all want to show that we work hard and we're willing to do the lion's share as we need to. But we got to have, yes, work-life balance, but we got to have energy balance. And then we got to be just realistic with who we are and how we are, and also what season it is. Where are we in the pathway? Is there a certain season that is expected of you that, you know, maybe there will be more or less? So we got to really make time to think about, what are my limits? Where are we really getting, like, where am I losing the bandwidth? And where am I able to nourish the bandwidth? That's what I invite you deeply to think about for yourself and your pathway. So moving on to the seventh insight. We've got to really reconsider efficiency. You got to think about, what does efficient and efficiency mean to you? But there's a double part to it that really I've been coming back to, and over my pathway, I've continued to think about on both sides, which is the what, and then it's the how. So does that mean you start the year mapping out your goals and your plans for every season, for every month, for every week? Does that mean you just go with the flow and hope for the best and all the sprinkling of magical dust? What does efficient mean? What does that mean for you? And what can that look like? I think about it all the time because I know where I'd like to be within certain years by certain times. And then there are the other sort of smaller goals that are happening at the same time. But I've got to be efficient. So really I would say this probably go back to the earlier insight where I was talking about the tools. We really got to think about what works and what induces even more. Does that mean you work in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening? Does that mean, hey, you're typing, or maybe you're voice typing? Again, when we think about efficiency, it should be where we can see the doubling and the quadrupling of our efforts. And in an effortless way, preferably, but it's probably going too deep for some people, but we got to. You got to really think about it. If you have goals and you really want to be here on this planet and make an impact and continue to be a legacy maker, it's going to require some planning, some mapping of where you want to be, how you want to do it, and what is it going to take. So again, in the seventh insight, I'm encouraging all of us to really consider and reconsider what efficiency is. And then there's also giving depth of time on what can the how of efficiency look like, and what does the how look like for you. So now moving on to the eighth insight. This is really important. And I will admit, as a Black woman, I am still learning. I don't have to do it all. However, energetically, it can take time. But the insight that I want to offer to the future and for all of you is, help others to help you. Make it easy, make it plain, so then they want to be a part in helping you and helping you to amplify on the pathway. So for myself, I've been digging into sources, and now I'm actually going further to show these to students and then bringing them to the table to say, hey, what do we see? What's going on? And then through it, it's helping to train a future where they can know, you know, what does the past look like in a certain year? What does it look like through certain sources? Where are the new entrees to the past that the future, i.e. students, can begin to learn so they can be helped as they're helping us? That's not easy for every person, but we have to be open, because if we're going to give extra energy, then we should also be willing to receive. We've earned it. We've worked hard. Nor should we all have to do everything. And I realized for myself that in college, that's where I became fiercely more independent, because at that point, I didn't trust that other people would follow through, not only in the way that I would want it, but they wouldn't even follow through in doing it. Now, that didn't mean they weren't smart, weren't capable. and any of that. It was just that at that point in my life, I needed to get clear on how I work while also having to learn how to work with others. But over the decades, it's made me now have to revisit that and think, no one should be leaving this table and no one should be given the whole table. Again, this lion's share of work should never go to one person. So as you move forward, again, help others to help you. But I also would add in, like, share the load. We don't have to do everything. And then there's just more to that in the future that I'll be able to remind us of. Because that means, just as, again, we're like, give it to somebody else, at some point we have to share the load in it. So, hey, I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Moose-Keem, and I'm coming on for Motivation Monday. And I am really calling out to all of us to say, get clear and get ahead. Or get clear to get ahead. Because when we learn ourselves and how we do what we do, then we can do we can do so much more on the pathway. So I'm going to go back over all of the 8 insights that I provided today in order to keep us in that know-how of what to do and how we can do it, and even more trying to really center some questions for yourself as you're continuing to move forward on the pathway. First insight, create your autopilot system. Think about what can that look like. Second point, sustainability of energy. What does that mean and how do you begin? You know, it will change over time, but really give proper time in thinking about it, not only with seasons, but thinking about the years and the decades according to where you want to be. Look, your energy changes as we all evolve on the pathway. Third insight, I wanted to encourage us to think about not just doubling our output. Yeah, productivity matters, and maybe we could do a little bit extra. But how about, yeah, what can quadrupling look like? Now, interconnected with that, the fourth insight, hey, we got to stay up on the tools of the future. What can help you to double and fully quadruple your work? Fifth insight, again, you got to see the full landscape ahead. You got to see where and how you need to give your energy in order to be productive daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and decades ahead, okay? We want to be here. We want our work to outlive us, and we need to do a good bit of it so that way we have a whole lot for the world to see in the legacies that are being forged. Sixth insight, it is all right to embrace our limits, where we can say, whoa, I have hit my capacity before we get to the point of exhaustion. In so doing, that can help prevent some of you all, we are again, some of us are guilty of it, but this whole tendency to overpromise, it's really not necessary. It's time to operate within your reality and, more importantly, given what and how you do what you do. So find your work-life balance, but the real big thing, understand the limits so that way you can maximize in the varying ways on your pathway. The seventh insight, very critical. We got to understand, we got to consider and reconsider what is efficiency. And then we have to think about the how and the efficiency. What can that look like for you? Did you get up at 6 o'clock this morning and you know you're like hitting the high beams of information? Or maybe it is at midnight, or maybe it's at like 5 in the morning or 10 in the morning, whatever that it may be. Consider and reconsider your places of efficiency so that way you can put it even more into motion. And the outro, eighth insight that I'll provide that we all need to hear is I invite you to really think about helping others to help you, because then you're sharing the load, and more importantly, you're getting communal learning, communal engagement all the time. So this is just the beginning of so much more. Just wanted to come on, provide insight, empower, and do what I love to do. So right now, again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Moose-Keem. Stay motivated, get clear, and get ahead. All right now, I'll talk to you soon, and you know that I will empower you soon. Bye-bye.